Bava Kama Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah and the following two Mishnayos introduce us to the halacha of Eish, and that is the responsibility the person has for the fire that is caused by his actions. And the Mishnah begins by telling us, Hasholeach Esa Be'era B'yad Cheres Shota B'katan. If somebody sends a fire in the hands of a deaf mute who's not responsible for his actions, or a Shota, an insane person, or a katan, or a child, Pater bidine adam, the person who sends it in their hands, in the irresponsible person's hands, is pater bidine adam. That at the in the laws of bidine adam, in the court system here, a person is pater, he's not liable. But the chayav bidine shemayim, but in the hands of heaven, in the courts of heaven, he would be responsible. Shemayim considers him responsible, but the beis din down here will not be able to take action against him. Now, the Gemara explains that actually, when we say that he sends it in the hands of a cheres shota b'katan, and you're not liable in the courts down here, that is only under the circumstance where what he puts into the hands of the irresponsible party is a coal that would naturally go out. And therefore, there was no expectation that it would actually cause a fire. However, if he actually puts in the hands of this irresponsible party a flame, then he would be responsible. It's only in the case where it's a coal which would naturally go out, and for whatever reason, the irresponsible party, they managed to make the flame be created out of the coal. So because they made the fire, so he's not responsible in Dine Adam. The Mishnah continues, Shilach biat pikeach, hapikeach chayav. If I, the person who started the fire, put it into the hands of a responsible adult, then of course, then the responsible adult causes a fire with it, of course, the responsible adult, hapikeach, he's chayav, he's liable, not the person who initiated the fire. Now, echad hevi esa'ur, let's say you have one person who brought the fire, vechad hevi esa'etzim, and a second person brought the firewood, the fuel. Hamevi esa'etzim chayav, the person who brings the fuel, they will be chayav because they're the ones who made the fire spread. Let's say echad hevi esa'etzim, vechad hevi esa'ur, if it's in the reverse, that first somebody brought the fuel, and then somebody brings the fire and begins the fire, hamevi esa'ur chayav, the person who brings the fire would be liable. Now, ba'acher v'liba, let's say a third party comes and fans the flames and makes it be able to spread, ha'malab b'chayev, the person who fans the flames is going to be chayev. However, libsa ha'ruach, if normally it would have gone out without the flames being fanned, and the wind does the fanning, not a human being, kulan paturin, so then all of them would be pater and not liable. However, this idea that if the wind causes it, this is only if it's an unusual wind. If it is a normal wind, so then the parties party before who brought the fire, he would be liable because it's expected that the wind would carry the flames. It's only if it's an unusual wind that they would actually be putter. Hashaleach es ha-be'era v'achla eitzim o avonim o afar. If somebody sends out a fire, causes a fire to spread, and it eats up either wood or even if it burns stone or the ground, he's liable. And we find the pasuk describes that. Shenemar, ki seitze eish, if the fire goes out, umatza kotzim, and it finds thorns, which cause it to burn, v'nechal gadish, and it eats up or destroys a pile of grain, o hakama, or standing grain, o asada, or even the field itself. The field itself indicating even just the dirt. Shalim yishalim hamavra seb'era. He has, the person who started the fire has to pay for the damages because that damages a field that was ready to be plowed or ready to be planted. If a fire scorches it, it ill affects the field. Now, avra gader shu gavoa arba amas. Let's say a person makes a fire in his own field, but then it manages to fly over or to pass over a fence, or a stone wall that is 4 amos high, shugavu arba amos, o derech harabim, or let's say a public thoroughfare which is 16 amos wide, o nahar, or a river, and the price in the Gemara tells us the size of the river that's being described in the Mishnah is 8 amos. In all of these instances, when it managed to go beyond this thing that would normally block it, it's pater, the person is pater. Hamadlik besoch shalo. So now the Mishnah poses that if a person lights a fire in their own domain, at kamar tavar hadleka, until when is the expectation that the flames will spread? In other words, at a certain point, a person, Mishnah is assuming, will not be liable. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Elazar ben Azariah says, Roan osak iluhi be'emsa beis kor. We look at the fire as if it's sitting in the middle of a beis kor. Beis kor is an area where you could plant 30 sa'ah, which is 274 amos by 274 amos, or 75,000 square amos. And if you were to light the fire in the middle of such a field, and it goes beyond that, you would not be responsible, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Sheish Esrei Amos, it's even if it goes beyond 16 Amos, Kederach v'Rishus HaRabim, like the size of a Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chamishim Amos, it's 50 Amos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon concludes and says, quoting the Pasuk, Shalem Yeshalem Emaver Esa Be'era, he will certainly pay the one who causes the fire. And based on that Pasuk, Rabbi Shimon says it means Hakol Lefi Adleika, it's all based on the intensity of the fire. If the fire is very intense, then you can expect it to go further. If it's not just a big fire and you would expect it to go out within a certain distance, then you would be Pater.